Sir?
ATX. Mobile. Is that okay, Mobile? Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Shane. You on your way home yet?
About halfway there.
Just a little over halfway. I've still got probably 15 minutes or so.
The other day, say you parked your truck up there at Upward Road. My daughter and son-in-law used to live right off of there before they moved up more into Fletcher.
Pitched out for the smaller truck, the excursion.
Side on what Dave showed you? Did you figure out what you wanted?
And I'm going to take it.
Fixing up pretty quick, aren't you?
I am. Probably a little quicker than I want to, but, you know, when you run across an opportunity, you got to take it.
They don't always come that quick and that many all together.
And I don't know. Some of the newer radios or something else, they're all SDR. I don't understand it yet.
Not ready for that either. Well, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you found a couple of good things. I'm anxious to get home and try this new power supply, see what it does.
For you, I hope everything works out good.
Went over what Dave was talking about, the voltage drop, and I think it could have just been the plug, the outlet that I use. It's kind of the furthest away from the furthest run, and it's the back bedroom, and or it's on the circuit of the back bedroom, I think. I'm wondering if maybe it needs the least amount of power, so maybe they ran a smaller, you know, just the basic what they needed back there. And I wonder if I tried it on a different, on a closer circuit that didn't have as much on it, if that would make a difference.
Possible, but usually when you overload those circuits like that in the house, it trips the breaker.
Overloaded. I have a lot of circuits. I was going through them when I was putting that transfer switch in, because the labels had worn out on some of it, so I was turning one off, each one off, and, you know, one at a time, and then going in the house and seeing what was on that particular breaker. I was just thinking about the distance. It's the furthest from the breaker box, if that would make any, you know, if it was picking up a little bit of voltage drop on that.
Well, you get tolerance stackings. You're losing a little here, a little there, a little more on this connection, and they all add up to a whole lot.
It's kind of where I want. I'm not in the back bedroom. I'm in the sunroom, but it's that wiring is backed up to the back bedroom. It's kind of where I want to put. Thinking about putting my radios, if I can. If that'll pass, you know, if Beth will let me do that, she may not want them out there. I don't want them in the bedroom because a lot of times she goes to bed before me, and I can't get on the radio if she's already in bed.
Not as far away from that room as possible.
I'll find somewhere. I could use the back bedroom and make that my office ham shack, but, you know, whenever the kids come over, sometimes they spend the night. We need that extra room.
Clear you out a little closet somewhere and make that your little man cave.
It would be perfect, though. It just kind of sits off. We don't use it a lot, and there's already a counter with some cabinets, and they actually have a little sink there, a little wet bar that was there when we bought the house, and I've already told her I'm going to take that out and make a desk. We can make it like a little office area, so I'm halfway there, so I think it'll work out for that spot.
Cool, and working toward it is one of the hardest things you'll do, but most rewarding.
Up your way.
Yes, sir, it's still raining and it's foggy now, too.
It's real foggy. We got to drive up to Nashville this weekend for my baby sister's 50th birthday party. And then we're going to meet some friends in Nashville. They're coming from Illinois if they can get out. They got a lot of snow the last 2 days. We're going to try to meet them for a few days. I won't be back till next Wednesday evening sometime.
safe trip if I don't talk to you between now and then.
Yeah, till Saturday morning. I'll be working tomorrow, so I'll probably hear you on the radio.
You'll hear me tomorrow. Tomorrow I got to go down to the Michelin test track. That's the first Friday of the month, and then I'm going to swing over and pick that stuff up from Gary tomorrow afternoon on the way home.
Pink's not far from his house.
Gary and I have met there before. It's been a long day.
That way. Traffic was heavy, accidents everywhere. It did seem like a long day, and just not really cold, but just, you know, chilled cold.
Moisture in the air just made it feel like it was much colder, for me anyway.
When it rains like this, keep the water off my glasses, and I just, when I wear it all day, it ends up giving me a headache. I prefer not to wear one that long.
I had to, and this morning, I got a little jacket that I use when it's raining, and it's just a shell. It don't have no lining at all in it, just to shed some water. I come walking in with that on this morning, and the guys were like running for cover because they never see me wear a coat or a jacket. I'm always in short sleeve shirts.
To the sunny south from up there, it's a whole lot warmer.
That's what I try to explain to them. When I leave the house up here and it's 20 degrees and I get down here and it's in the 40s, it's like somebody turned the heat on.
For the weather, the way it's going to be most, you know, the most part of the day. So if it's in the 50s, 60s, and then sometimes it'll drop down to the 30s by the time I get done, I can be in a short sleeve and be fine. But if it's only going to get up to the 40s for an hour or two during the day, I've got to I dress a little warmer.
It's the same thing year round. Blue jeans, a t-shirt, and a Dickies shirt over top of that. Short sleeve.
A couple of winters I've been able to wear shorts almost year round, maybe a couple days had to put the long pants on, but this year I've worn the long pants a few more times than the last couple of years. I've had a few more longer cold snaps this year.
Polyester uniforms they got y'all wearing, them things don't do nothing to keep you warm anyway.
All polyester now, they got a mix, but you're right. They have some heavy-duty material for colder climates, but I couldn't stand to wear those.
I couldn't stand to wear that either. Even when I was up here all day long working on cars and outside, I still dressed just like I did, except the only thing is I'd put a long-sleeve t-shirt on under my Dickies shirt instead of short-sleeve.
Okay. Some people just don't feel the weather like other people do.
Rage kicks. No. Well, I've worked outside quite a bit in my life or out in the weather, so I've just kind of gotten used to it, I guess. And being from up here going down there, it's a whole lot warmer down there than it is up here to me.
My son was working in Alaska a couple years ago. We went out there to visit him, and it was in August. So it was only getting down into the low 30s at nighttime, and it would get up to, if the sun was out and there were no clouds, it could get up to the maybe upper 50s, low 60s, and my son was just walking around in a t-shirt, you know, 30 degrees outside. In the morning, we met to go on one of the tours, and he's just in a t-shirt and a pair of thin pants, and he said, I'm fine, it's not cold out here.
I'll tell you one thing, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to feel it. The joints are letting me know that it's cold out here.
I do that sometimes. I hear people talk about they can feel the weather because of arthritis or injuries or something. I had a surgery. I shattered my wrist several years ago, and everybody said, you're going to be able to predict the weather. And I can honestly say I can't, but except before this big snowstorm, it started hurting, and it hadn't hurt in several years. I don't know if it had anything to do with it or not, but I did feel that one.
comes with age, I guess. That's all what I've been told anyway. They want to replace my right knee, but I just can't afford to be out of work that long for the recovery. So I'm going to have to try to figure out something here in the next year or so anyway.
Yeah, we've had several guys have either knees or hip replacements, and they seem to do really well after it. You know, after they do their recovery and therapy, they come back to work and actually say it, you know, they feel a lot better.
It's just the downtime for me is what's got me concerned more than anything. It's just that initial downtime and getting over it.
Yeah, I don't suppose you get paid while you're out for something like that either.
Sir, I don't. That's one of the disadvantages of working for yourself. Unless I'm riding around and putting my face in front of theirs, they generally don't want to pay their bills.
Jam out here, coming into a 135, coming into 8 at Pumpkin Town. There must be 4 cars. I don't know what's going on.
Kind of traffic jam.
40, and it's 55 along here.
Rain slowing them down. Be grateful. It could be the other way around.
You do need to slow down, but this is a little too slow. It's a nice, smooth road. Well, 4 cars, so that is a lot of traffic, I guess. Maybe they're a little concerned.
Said, be glad they're not flying around like crazy, man.
Then, by the way, thanks for Sunday. That was the recommendations. I think I told you we ended up at that they said it was Mexican, but it was like upper class Mexican, and I really didn't care for it. They had some funny things on the menu. I mean, it was okay. I probably won't ever go back, but we wanted to go to the Square Root because they used to be open on Sunday, had a good brunch. I guess they can't find people to work, so they're closed Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I believe, now.
That's the way most things are up here anymore. You think the workforce is bad down there, come up here. And, I've tried that restaurant you're talking about. I won't ever go back. I didn't even finish my meal then. So, no thank you. When you told me you were going there, you were already there. I didn't say anything, no.
We would have walked out, paid for our water, and walked out.
I've got nothing against Mexican food, but that place is just, I don't know. I don't even call that food.
Everybody's tastes are different, too. I've gotten where I don't give recommendations like I used to. I'll say, we really liked it, and you may if you like this style or, you know, whatever, but just so many times I'd recommend something, and then when I'd, hey, how was it? You know, they respond, well, it was all right. You know, I could tell they, obviously we don't have the same taste.
I know what you're saying, and that's how come I'm always leery about recommending something too. But there's not much to choose from up here. That's the main thing.
I really like that Big Mike's Pizza up there, right off 276. It's kind of a block away from it. And we've eaten there. It was okay. But the same thing. They think it's the best pizza in the world. But, you know, I can eat it. I'm not going to drive up there to eat it.
On that. But, Shane, I'm at home now, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 for the time being. And I hope everything works out good. Let me know if it does. And be excited for you there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. Be safe home into the house.
Good to hear you again today, and I'm glad you're home. We'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4HKX and 4ZLK, 7-3.
KO4VDW, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.